Parents, kids, teachers, here we go.
Back to school.
I feel like it's a little bittersweet. It's been a fun summer.
Yeah, I got to double check that back to school list. Is it all in the backpack?
We had to get like 8 erasers and like all these different notebooks. And so you're kind of sorting through to making sure you're getting like the right notebook that has the right lines in it.
We still have some leftovers from last year. I'm going to throw in there for him.
There's lots to get, so we kind of like send half and then as they need it, we send more.
Yeah, I bet today, once the school bell rings, a lot of those school supplies that are left over in stores get a little cheaper. I could never understand it, you know, looking for back to school supplies, you know, lined paper, you know, $4 or $5, depending on how many sheets you get. And then the moment you go to graph paper, it's like double the price and less sheets. It's kind of nutty. But yeah, back to school supplies. Hopefully you got it all in order now. The school zones are again going to be busy today with kindergartners hauling those oversized backpacks. Moms and dads walking kids to school perhaps for the first time. This is the morning. You get back into it, right? Back to packing lunches. Put a hot pocket and a thermos and off you go. What were school lunches like for you? Do you remember?
Well, me and my sister, we packed our own lunches from a pretty young age. So, I mean, it was, you went to the pantry and just kind of grabbed one of everything. And it was fruit roll-ups and bear paws and Scooby-Doo snacks and basically everything packaged.
It was bologna sandwiches with margarine and mustard. And it was the bread that sticks to the top of your mouth. And it's just something about that that is so satisfying. Like, I miss those sandwiches.
Chicken sushi. Just rice with the nori papers and cucumbers, maybe some carrots and avocado, and cooked chicken and roll it up, give them some soya sauce, and they're happy.
Actually, a lot of kids started to bring, you know, instant noodles. They would bring them just as a dry package, crunch them up, and they would just eat dry instant noodles for lunch.
I can't imagine eating instant dry noodles. You have to add the hot water, but I was fortunate when I was really young growing up and going to Rosemont. We live really close to the school, so I race home. Make some tomato soup, usually burn the pot, grilled cheese sandwich, watching the Flintstones, and then back to school. How about you? What was your go-to back-to-school lunch like? 1-877-300-7275. Hope you had a great Labor Day long weekend. You cannot complain about the weather. It was very summer-like. The Labor Day Classic turned out to be just that.
Dramatic two-point try.
Oh, that was close. Up by 14 points in the fourth, and then to see the final minute like that, so close. Campbell returning 112 yards, and you could hear that crowd, how loud it was. 34-30 victory. Coach May said he could feel you too, Rider Nation.
It was unbelievably loud. Like, Rider Nation, I love you. That was incredible. Even I'm screaming into the mic to get the call in. You know, it was, that's exactly what we expect. And ultimately, you know, having them show up and support this team, we did that together today. So much love to Rider Nation. That was awesome.
Lots of great highlights from that game, including the return of Ajo.
A 14-point game. Looks to throw to the left. Wide open, they get it. Ajo makes his presence felt in his return to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, he gets, snags a two-pointer. After returning from the NFL, and he's only going to be used more and more, I'm sure, in the future. Schaefer Baker, apparently, a week, maybe 2 weeks away here. Things are really coming together. 9-2, of course. Now they are off to Winnipeg, who I was shocked how sparingly they used Brady Oliveira. I was also thankful, but 5 carries. And Malik Carney, just an absolute beast for us. He was just awesome. But yeah, a great game. Rider Nation celebrating, but clearly there is lacking confidence in Brett Lawther, and just by the fact that our quarterback is doing what he had to do there. Harris, I don't know, that was when he punted the ball when they were 3rd and 6 late in the fourth. It was kind of a wacky wild sequence, but I'm thinking they got to make the change and announce it early this week. Get it over with. Put him on the practice roster. Campbell, Ferris, Deck. Step up, see what happens. Who knows? Lothar could always come back if Campbell faltered and, you know, maybe feeling better about his situation too. But I think they got to address that very early in the week ahead of the Banjo Bowl. CJME News Time right now is 6:49. Back to school and time to wake up the kids if you haven't already. Get an early start of the day and get them rolling here. The school bell, I believe, what, about 10 to 9 it rings out in most schools. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME newsroom. And Kevin, I was talking about school day lunches. You know, it's back to that routine, packing lunches. What was your lunch du jour, courtesy of your parents?
Always the Bunwich. Always the Bunwich, which is good. It was easy. It was, I enjoyed it. It wasn't like it was a big hassle. It was either that, if I went to school for lunch, if I came home for lunch, it was usually soup.
Yeah, it was always soup. Tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many cans of tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches I have eaten in my life, but as a kid, that's all it ever was for lunch.
Kids?
Because I live close to home. I could go home.
Do you ever see, like, I see kids now and they go to school. They look so put together. Like, their clothes are so nice looking. I'm glad we didn't have, like, the social media and the pictures when I went to school, because some of the stuff that I wore, like, you know, sweatpants and a sweatsuit and that, like, 90s really bright neon everything, like, I would have looked like a mess compared to the kids nowadays. So I'm so glad we didn't have pictures in social media. We had pictures, obviously, but not on social media thing.
Well, and RPS is actually reminding parents who like to post on social media the pictures, you know, with that little chalkboard of all the detailed information. Be careful, you know, check your account settings. You don't want the, you know, mass public to have as much inside information. And keep your address out of the front step door shot, too.
Right.
Just to be on the safe side. But look, besides back to school, there's a lot of excitement in the air over the Riders. 9-2.
Man.
You had a different perspective. You were away on the weekend. You just watched it, but
I was in enemy territory for it. we were in Winnipeg. Everybody else was coming here, and we went to Winnipeg. We just watched it in the hotel room. But, man, just, you know, like, you almost never – you felt good at one point that Saskatchewan was up. But then as the time ticked down, you're like, oh, you cannot – you got to be kidding me.
They're
going to come back and do it. And there were just so many – ups and downs in that final, you know, last couple minutes.
Yeah, and we did not suffer the same fate. I don't know if you watched the Labor Day games yesterday, but that Hamilton-Argonaut game, with seconds left, the Ticats are high-fiving on the sidelines like they, well, it was going to be down, never done. But then Toronto mounts a comeback, gets a field goal, and swipes it from them in the final second. Like, anything can happen in the CFL, but thankfully it happened our way, which is great.
Gas, by the way, just a quick sidebar to that, gas in Manitoba? 20 cents cheaper.
Isn't it ridiculous?
20 cents.
It's at least that too in Alberta too. Yet here in the, coming into the long weekend, we went up to what, 145-ish or so? And they said, oh, but just wait, it's going to go down a cent or two. It did not go down a cent or two, from what I can tell, in time for the long weekend. Yet, as I was driving through town, one of the independents was $1.29 on Sunday.
I gassed up in Brandon yesterday, $1.24.
Yeah. So you got to shop for your deals, I guess, if you really... wanting to consider that. But hey, a Canadian actor sadly passed away that just recently was recognized here in his own country.
Yeah, Graham Greene. And this was a First Nations actor. You know him. If you saw him, he was in Dances with Wolves. He was in The Green Mile. He had a role in that. He was in a couple of the Twilight movies as well. So this is somebody who was around for a long time. And he just passed away yesterday after a long illness at the age of 73. He was a Canadian. He lived in Canada, didn't want to live in the States, even though he was an actor. He was urged to move to Hollywood or New York, says no, wanted to stay in Canada. And he passed away in Stratford, Ontario.
You can get a picture and a little more detail on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page if you want to see who we're talking about, if you can't quite place him in your head. Kevin, are the Riders going to win in Winnipeg? I know it's only... Tuesday here, but do you think they're going to beat in the Banjo Bowl?
They have the momentum now. 9-2, that's pretty good. They have a Joey Joe back who played last game for them. I think they're only getting better, so yes.
Yeah, I do too. I think we're going to win again in Winnipeg. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Get them up. Get them ready. It's back to school at 6:58. Sun is working for the daily mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer. Well, hopefully you were working on getting back to a routine the last week or two, pushing the kids to go to bed a little earlier and getting them out of the sack. This morning has gone well, as a lot of kids get pretty excited for the first day back to school. And I always look forward to getting back to socializing with my friends. It wasn't the schoolwork drawing me with excitement. It was literally, yes, get to see all my friends again. And as we head back to school today, I thought I'd introduce you to a young lady by the name of Elle DePero, who is headed back to the books with a book of her own. She actually hopes that you'll enjoy it and pick up a copy soon. She's become an author at the age of 13. It helps spread the word of her work. I welcome you now, Elle, to the show. Glad to have you here.
Hi, Greg. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Your mom is behind you, looking on proudly. So you've dreamed of writing your book for how long now? You're 13 now. Mm-hmm. When did you start visualizing that you were going to become Regina's biggest selling author?
Well, in grade 6, I started writing a book because it's always been my dream to be an author. I have no idea when that dream started. I guess it's just always been my dream to write a book.
Why not a movie star or a TV star? Like, what are the perks of being an author? No one really knows you. They just read about you.
I definitely just like telling stories that people will know that I write.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just something about it just makes me feel happy. Like, every day after school, I look forward to come home and start writing a little bit more in my book, like a chapter or two.
Tell me about this book. What's it called?
Okay, so my book is called Coming Home, and it's inspired by a true story about my uncle and auntie's two dogs who ran away and went missing. And this happened 7 years ago.
With no spoilers whatsoever, what's this book about then, about their journey?
So Charlie and Tack are both house dogs, and they're brothers. They were adopted as brothers and raised as brothers. It's just about the adventure that they have during the time that they went missing. And it's touched the hearts of so many, and it's made it onto newspapers. And I think 7 years ago, John Gormley interviewed my uncle about the whole story as
well. Wow, John Gormley. At the time, these dogs went missing and everyone in the neighborhood was trying to help find them?
Yeah, like the story was so amazing. It made it everywhere to like news and everybody wanted to find these two dogs.
Loosely based on a true story. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to feel after they read this?
Lots of people have been telling me just like, it's been such an amazing story. You wrote it so well. And also like I started crying like at the last chapter. It was so touching. That's what people have mostly
So that's what you really enjoy about this book.
Yeah,
Seeing someone cry at the end of it.
Yeah, I want them to feel the way our family felt when they came home.
Well, that's pretty cool. So like, did anyone advise you or did you do this all on your own?
I did this all on my own. I just thought, hey, it'd be fun to like write a story about something I know about, something that is very special to our family. So I just started writing it and then it became a book.
And now that you've done it, what advice would you give to any other kids out there that think, hey, I'd like to write my own book?
Well, personally, I think like if you want to write your own book, I think that it's a great idea. Maybe it won't get published, but I think that writing is such a great way to express how you feel or like the story you want to tell others can be put into a book in any way you want. Like anything is possible with writing a book.
Well said. Elle DePero is my guest. Only 13. Now an author. Her first book published. Get it on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Are you rich from this?
I actually don't know.
Well, like how much does your book retail for?
Well, each one of my books are $20.
Okay. I think it should be 25. Bump it up to 25. Because you got a manager, right? Your manager's sitting behind you.
Yes.
Tell everyone who your manager is.
My manager is my very amazing mom.
Yeah. Are you going to write another one anytime soon? Have you got an idea?
Lots of people have asked me that. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I don't know what I'd write it about, but I definitely think that I would like to write another one.
Well, I think you're going to be an amazing author.
Thank you.
You know, you're great in your first radio interview.
Yeah, my first radio interview.
You want to give a shout out to anyone? Like,
I go to Regina Christian School.
Oh, okay. Anyone you want to say hi to? Are you looking forward to going back to school?
Not the work portion of it, but the friend part of it. I'm very excited for.
I feel that you could teach your own class. Maybe you should just skip going back to class, become a teacher immediately, and teach everyone how to write a book.
Oh, wow. I mean, ELA has always been my strong suit. That's always my favorite subject.
Well, thanks for coming in here today and enlightening us about your first ever book. And I hope it's a huge success. And then when you're laying on a bed of money a few years from now from so many book sales, remember Greg Morgan.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for coming in, Elle.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you want to buy Elle's book, make sure you check out Amazon or else go to the links and even her email that she can hook you up with one. I put it on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Well, coming up at 8:30 on this first day back to school, what every student wants to listen to the Evan Bray Show at 8:30. And for a preview,
lock it on before the bell goes.
Here we are. Hope you had a good Labor Day long weekend. I was with you a little of it. We went to Laney Wilson on Saturday night. And I was suggesting earlier how you just lost it.
Greg.
Trying to get out of that parking lot.
You want to get
Center.
My blood boiling in the morning.
Well,
let's talk about
blood was
the parking situation at Southtel Center.
It's a disgrace that after all these years of events and concerts that they don't have a team to swiftly direct traffic out of there. It was chaos.
They're incompetent. And by the way, if you were working at the back exit at 55 minutes after concert let out, and there was a white blazer that sprayed rocks at you as it was leaving the parking lot.
I've never seen you drive so violently out of a parking lot.
I was aggressive. Jody was not happy with my driving, but
I was just shocked.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it was awful.
The concert was good, though.
but I just don't get it after all these years. And of course, they're going to say, well, we tell you, take, you know, ride and share buses. But we even talked when we got back to the hotel, a couple of young people that were in the elevator with us said, Uber wasn't even allowed to go in. Yeah. They couldn't get an Uber to go in.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. But anyway, the concert was good.
Well, I got to ask you something else, though, because I've taken a little flack for dumping also on, I'm not dumping on highway workers. They are very competent, and every day they're out there on the highways doing the best they can wherever improvements are happening. But I was disgusted on my drive back, and you've driven number 11 a lot more this summer than I have. I couldn't believe it was like a back road.
Yeah,
like
it's
when
pretty
you hit Keniston going south.
It's pretty rough.
It was horrible.
Yeah. They've been putting gravel on it, I think, you know, in preparation for they're doing some resurfacing there, but it is rough in spots.
Oh, I thought that was for SGI, so more windshield damage could be reported.
I don't think so.
I just can't believe it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, for all the taxes we pay, Mr. Bray.
Hey, what about, we haven't talked harvest. I spent a big chunk of the weekend harvesting, and we haven't talked about that Labor Day game yet.
Well, let's get to harvest. Now, you're helping your brother in air-conditioned comfort in the truck.
No,
you haul the grain.
New air conditioning.
And what are your favorite snacks in the truck?
You know, I
eat a lot of nuts.
Some nuts, some apples,
trail mix.
Apples. Exactly. Like just try and be healthy.
And how do you size up the whole crop now?
It's good. I mean, we're working on wheat right now. My brother basically seeds wheat and canola. So we're getting the wheat. He's swathed the canola. So we'll let it sit for a bit, work on the wheat now. But my brother said in his time farming, and he's been farming a long time, he doesn't remember starting harvest in August. And we were going before the end of the weekend there. So it was actually in August.
I was on location Saturday at Shine on Ottawa's just off Rossdale there by Superstore. And a few people came by who were farming, and they said they're just holding off a few more days. The wheat just wasn't quite ready at Elk Raven.
Lots of people are saying that the grain appears to be ready, but the stalks are green, which can be tough on the combine, obviously, when you're harvesting.
Yeah, the Ryder game was fun. Mm. And did you listen to that?
I try to follow along on social media because, of course, when you're busy,
then you tune into the Green Zone and you hear everyone.
Yeah, I did.
I listened
to the Green Zone pre and post game for sure. And I mean, great win. Tavon Campbell, I mean, what a
lifesaver.
What an exciting way to 30 seconds left in the game, for sure.
No, anything can happen in the final seconds, as Hamilton thought they'd won yesterday, too, in their Labor Day Classic, and the Argos get a kick. So, I think with Brett Lauther missing again, this is it. The coach tomorrow, when they get back to work, has to come out and say, okay, we're making the change.
I think we're going to see Campbell fair in Winnipeg. Yeah.
Brett may come down, put him on the practice roster. And but it's time.
Yeah,
we got to see and secure that situation up. Okay, your show today. How will it begin?
Let's start back to school.
All right,
back to school. We've got the Minister of Education, Everett Hindley, joining us. So we'll talk about back to school. We'll talk everything from the cell phone ban, which they brought in last year, to some of those complex classroom issues that were at the heart of the labor strike. Where are they at there? What are we looking at? We're building some new schools in the province. So lots going on, lots to talk with the
education
minister. And
safety tips in the school zone.
Yeah, that's a little later in the show. That's right. Sergeant Todd Jerome.
Okay.
He's the head of the school resource officer program with the Regina Police Service. He'll join us, talk about school safety, both in the school and outside the school.
Okay. Well, there you go, teachers. That's just after the 10 o'clock news. So whatever you're planning in class, just tune into the Evan Bray Show and be educated. And back at 8:30 at 7:28.